Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a football Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. The Easy Bake Oven is back on the shelves.
Hey, yo.
Oh, my God.
We can do that in 2025?
Yeah, we can do that in 2025. So this new edition is priced around $35. It swaps out the old light bulb heating system for a proper heating element and features a redesigned door.
Oh, it's a good thing.
To reduce the burns. People was getting burnt.
I know. But
my sister had one. Well, first of all, let's get to the core of the matter. You're baking with a light bulb.
Correct. Correct. Don't spoil the fun, man.
Imagine all this. I don't know how many different diseases I've eaten. Because my sister had one. Here, try
or
this.
The radiation.
It's a little mushy. It's a little mushy.
Yeah, so it's back on the shelves now. And I want to know, I was going to ask you if you was going to get this for your grandbaby, but I think it's by law you got to get it.
By law?
Yeah, that's right.
By law, man.
As Natalie's...
Every little girl got to have an easy bake oven at some point.
This is an easy answer. If I don't get it, someone will.
I was about to say, if you don't get it, I will get it,
damn it. She likes to bake with her dad. You know, she has a little roller that he bought her. Yeah,
so she got to get
true.
One.
So she's definitely got to.
Gimme.
She got to get one.
Yeah,
at least one. Every little girl got to have some type of easy bake.
Especially now that you're not cooking with a light bulb.
Well, but my thing about it is it's a real heating element. And I go, does the door lock? Because
has to, right?
It got a
redesigned door to reduce burn risk.
Okay, and I'm glad you said that too.
Reduce, but not eliminate, huh?
Yeah. I actually have some experience with this. Like I said, my sister had one and whatever. Now, they had the doors on the Easy Bake Oven. I think they were glass. Help me out if I'm wrong. But the little handle, the little knobs, were metal.
Good.
So, so she would open it. Ah!
Learning lessons.
Now, I mean, I will like to say this, too. The first one was launched in 1963.
Right.
So they probably was trying to figure some stuff out. Yeah, they ain't really think about the whole safety thing and all that. They just threw something out there.
Yeah.
But, yep, it's back on the shelves. I wonder how fast these going to go off the shelves.
I think pretty fast.
Pretty fast?
Yeah.
Faster than the Elmo one?
I think parents and grandparents, you know, parents that grew up with them, grandparents that grew up with them, I think they're going to, yeah.
Wait, you talking about it returning. It got recalled at some point, didn't it?
Yeah, because of
it, yeah, that's why it was off. Hazard. That's why it's off the shelves.
Yeah,
that's why it's off. It's back now. They didn't.
I mean, I wasn't lying.
They fixed some things. Yeah. You know, ain't nobody say this thing was safe. It was just cool.
from the 832, I have a scar from a cut from the metal part of the Easy Bake Oven. Totally safe.
Yeah.
It was wild,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, ain't nobody say it was all safe.
All right, you get her the Easy Bake Oven. I'll get her some oven mitts. we can't have a baby.
Make sure that baby has some insurance too, just in case.
Unbelievable.
It's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. So I got to give a special shout out to a guy by the name of Bots of Legacy on Twitter. He's a listener. He always send us stuff. He always send me stuff for the mixtape, and he sent me this. Apparently, it's an article or story from ABC 13 News here in Houston that Galveston is looking to use a $20 million AI-driven traffic system to ease the congestion.
Oh, boy.
That spikes up during the holidays, events, and all that stuff in Galveston.
This is going to be so bad.
Okay. All right. Tell me more.
Yeah, so I guess Galveston, I think I want to say, did I put it in here? So Galveston is not, it don't really be that packed as far as like people that's living there on the day to day.
Right.
But on the weekend, any weekend.
Yeah, holidays, you got the cruise ship days and all that stuff.
Man.
It spikes up a lot.
When the cruises are loading up, whoo, Galveston can be a mess.
Yeah, so this this AI system they plan on using, I guess they plan on using in that all 106 intersections. Using the cameras to adjust the light in real time. I guess they gonna start with the one off the seawall before next summer.
Seawall Boulevard.
Yeah.
Do
you feel like this is a good idea to try this?
Reggie?
And they also gonna have real people there as well. So it's just not 100% using this AI program, but they using this to try to, I guess, ease the time a little bit, change the time up.
Yeah, basically like a traffic cop. If you see a lot of cars on this one, you want to let them go through.
Or game day coming up.
Yeah.
Let's just, put somebody out there so we can kind of fix the light.
But doing it with AI.
This actually falls more in line with, not that I'm the ultimate arbiter, but things that feel like they are useful uses of this technology.
Okay, so I'm kind of right on it a little
bit. I'm not against technology advancing. Like, I'm not a Neanderthal of sorts. It just feels like a lot of times we're using this technology for stuff that y'all should be
just
able to look
lazy.
Up.
Just
being lazy. But this one, because what I was thinking to myself is, do the kind of systems that we already have built in for various other, intersections, do those not help in these, like sensors and stuff that are already in place, do those not help? And I could see how maybe not, especially if like one direction is really long and the other one has a few.
Yeah.
Those sensors, I don't know if they would pick up.
And a lot of time it's based on time.
Right.
You know,
and so the idea that, okay, well, this clearly in this instance, we need something to acknowledge that there's more people here and we probably need to stay here to move more along. That does feel like that would need higher level of processing. So it does seem like it would make some sense.
Yeah. I kind of figured that because the first thing I thought was like, oh, God. But when I actually read on it on what they're trying to do, I'm like, okay, that kind of makes sense a little bit, especially how busy it get on weekends, holidays, and the cruise ship days.
Yeah, in theory, for sure. I just don't want to be there the first weekend they put it.
There you go. That was the secondary part. Was like, are we sure this going to work?
The kinks a little bit,
are we sure this going to work?
Because like iPhone 3 versus iPhone 18. You know, they work some kinks out there.
Yeah.
One thing that would make me real mad though is if the AI system's there and we still sitting here in traffic, like, hey, what we spend all this money for?
Yeah.
They using up all our drinking water for us to not go.
So you're not pissed off over this, right?
I can't say that I am. Sorry to disappoint.
Okay, that's cool. Shout out to Bots of Legacy. See for attacking me in that story.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
As I continue on the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610, Lopez, I got to ask you a question, man.
I am here for you.
Did you ever lie for one of your kids to kind of keep them out of trouble at any point in your life where there's in a situation and you kind of lied, you lied for them to help them out?
I'm positive I have.
I feel like you might have lied to the wife.
Maybe that more than anything, but I'm trying to think of a good example that would maybe be like funny or whatever, but like little stuff, I'm sure. Like, oh no, he didn't, whatever. But just to avoid the confrontation.
Yeah,
but like something big, I'm trying to think of like maybe, would be different.
What about I want to see if you would do this. Would you, what would you do if one of your kids called you and said they got pulled over for speeding and they told the cops that you were passed out? And so now you kind of got to go in acting mode a little bit because the cop is following to kind of confirm the story a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Would you go all out to try to help them get through that little lie?
I tell you,
to avoid the ticket.
That specific example, I would not. I would make
really?
Him, I would make him take.
Oh,
his
wow! If it was just what an awful dad.
I honestly thought Lopez would be in on it. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, no, if it was just a specific a ticket. You know, that's a lesson.
You wouldn't do that for a ticket.
You got to learn that lesson, man. You can't be speeding. Because it also has a safety factor in it.
I bet it does.
You know, there's a safety factor. I don't want my, and I'm thinking like when they were teenagers, you know. Like if my 36-year-old, you know, 35-year-old son called and said, hey, can you, sure, whatever, you know. But like as a teen, I was thinking like teenage dad me. I'm like, okay. No, you got to learn this lesson. You can't be speeding. Your life could be in danger.
I hope your kids don't commit a murder and try to go to you. You're going to rat them out.
Well, I would just stop at, I hope your kids don't commit a murder.
Yeah,
well,
stop right there. Yeah, you know what? Me too.
Some parents be like, wait, what? All right, hold on. Yeah. Just come here. We're going to hide you. We're going to do this so you don't get caught.
Again, depends on the circumstance. But that specific one, I'd be like, nah, man.
Okay. Yeah. Well, a kid decided to play a prank on his parents by doing that very thing.
Oh, no.
So he was driving in the car in his dad's truck, and he decided to call his parents and told him that the cops pulled him over for speeding. And he told the cops that his dad passed out, so he's trying to hurry up home. That's why he was speeding.
Mm-hmm.
And told his parents that the cop
decided
to follow him home to confirm all of this. And this is how it sounded.
Dad, I just got pulled over for a speeding ticket.
What happened?
Yeah, I just got pulled over. I told the cop, though, that I was speeding because you were passed out and I was speeding to help you.
Dude, were you? You were in my truck, too?
Yeah. Well, now the cop's following me back home and we're about to be back. You have to, like, pretend to pass out or something.
Oh, you're a jackass.
Please. Please,
how far are you? How far are you?
Like 2 minutes. There's a cop behind me too.
Okay.
Just pretend you like passed out mowing the lawn or something.
I'll do it.
Dumbass. What do you say? Call him an ass?
Yeah, dumbass.
Yeah, dumbass.
So now, kind of painting the picture, the parents are outside with the lawnmower right there. The dad is passed out in the grass.
Faking it.
Yeah, faking it. The mom is kind of holding him up and pouring water in his mouth to try to make it look like he done passed out. And here's the kid pulling up to them now with no cop behind him.
Yeah.
Just pulling up recording, and this is what it sounded like.
Dad, are you okay?
Where are the cops? We're doing this for you, you dumb f***. Where are the cops? I don't see how this
are you
is.
With us?
You're
an ass
idiot.
God, I'm not helping you again. I'm not helping you again.
Oh, you're an idiot. I hurt my back. Bend. You're an
idiot. Now you finish the f***ing lawn.
You finished the freaking lawn.
I hurt my back doing this.
She's so mad.
She said, we're doing this for you, you dumb.
I kind of want to be friends with the parents. I really do. They sound like they'll be fun to be around. You dumbass.
Honestly, I'm surprised that he ain't catch no hands because they were already mad, and then they're like, fine, we'll do it. So they already were.
The grass.
It was clearly an imposition. The idea that all he got was you finished the lawn feels like he got out pretty easy there.
Yeah. So you wouldn't do that for any of your kids.
Well, I mean, and probably at this age, probably. But when they were teenagers, no, I wouldn't. You gotta learn your lesson.
So you'll lay out in the grass like you passed out with Jen pouring water in your mouth.
Sure.
As long as it has to be moon water, though. People were asking for an update on the Beaver moon water.
It was what was it called?
The Beaver Moon?
Beaver Moon. The Beaver Moon water.
Why do I remember and you don't?
It was, I just drew a blank, but I remember the all-time records, 24, 23, and 1. That's the things I talk about
right
there. but yes, invigorating. Absolutely invigorating. Okay. The Beaver Moon water, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The fact that his statement, the words came out of your mouth was an absolutely invigorating the Beaver Moon water. Those are words that were said on FCC airwaves.
Well, it's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. I get y'all out of here on this. It's the Mixtape and the Loop Sports Radio 610. I got to give a special salute to Chase. So you probably wonder, who the hell is Chase?
The bank?
No, not it's not a bank.
Good, because I don't think they need salutes.
Yeah, so a fire broke out at a home in Long Island, New York, and ended up spreading to two different houses. But Chase saved the day and potentially saved some lives.
Look at the flames. Two houses were on fire. Five people were in danger, and this little smushy started barking, running all over, and saved the day. Salvatore wasn't home at the time, but his 28-year-old son was upstairs.
My son had to jump out that window onto the roof and get down. I heard the dog woke them up, you know, the people downstairs, the landlord and his wife, his fiance up. And then they woke up my son. I think he called him on the phone and woke him up.
Little two-year-old Chase, that's the dog's name, is only 12 pounds, and he is a mini golden doodle. Another fantastic reminder that dogs are awesome, but so are smoke detectors. Assistant Chief Hadrick Ray ran in to help save a couple in their 80s next door.
I asked them, are they out? And then we seen that the one was in a walker. So me and him ran in, we grabbed him out, and then the Long Beach Police Department helped with the second victim that was inside of that house.
But the big story was that the dog, Chase, actually beat the smoke alarm going off. The people downstairs, the dog and homeowners, initially, they thought there was an intruder.
Most important thing to tell people, you got to have a what?
Smoke detector.
You got to have a smoke detector.
Or a peg.
Or both.
Salute to Chase, man.
Man, Chase
is a hero. He saved some lives, man.
He did. And first of all,
and he beat the smoke detector, too.
Yes.
Faster than the smoke detector.
Man.
Man, that's he got into action quick.
There's no question.
You got a good bark. Wait, hold on.
That is a good bark. And actually, there's no question that this, in fact, happened in Long Island, as they like to say.
Oh, yeah, just up the accents.
All the accents.
Yeah.
And Chase, little known fact, did not have a mullet.
Yeah, he didn't look as fly as Jackson, though.
The thing that's funny, though, is obviously social media-wise, you have stories like this, and then you have stories of, like, or, like, videos of people trying to prank their dog to see if their dog will react if they get, like, if they, like fall
robbery,
out
yeah.
or if there's robbery, and the dogs don't. And I wonder, for everybody listening that has a dog or any other pet, is your pet a chase or is your pet, I'll just hang out?
I know for sure if an intruder came in the house, my dog would probably just be laying there.
Jackson's like, that's not my business.
Is it a chase or is it a Jackson?
No, for real. I'll never forget, I was watching the news years ago and they showed a robbery going on in a house, like a house intruder.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a freaking dog, and it was like a Labrador or something like that. And this dude fighting for his life. It's like two dudes in there. He trying to fight both of them. And this Labrador sitting there with his tail wagging, just looking
as happy as could be.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, you got to get another dog, man. that dude was fighting for his life. I think the guys had some guns and all that stuff. And he just
like,
all
luck.
Over the bed. And he's just sitting there wagging his tail, man. I'm like, oh, man.
Yep.
Right, salute to Chase,
hope that works out for you.
Salute to Chase indeed. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That is the mixtape. At 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Rail 610 at the Figgy Fig on social media if you see something you believe to be mixtape worthy. And boy golly, y'all stories about Easy Bake Ovens. Wild. Wild indeed. All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive who are out at the Boomer Jacks in Webster. Go out and see them. Before we talk to them, we got to draft the weekend, and we'll do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.